Senate will be called to order, please. Madam Secretary, will you take the roll, please? Or, no, I should ask the senators to please record their presence by signifying on the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning.
Father Innocent is with us here.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord, enlighten us with thy words of holy wisdom. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and be safe. Seek your happiness in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Give yourself to the Lord, trust in him, and he will help you. He will make your righteousness shine like the noonday sun. Be patient and wait for the Lord to act. Don't be worried about those who prosper or those who succeed in their evil plans. Don't give in to worry or anger. It only leads to trouble. Those who trust in the Lord will possess the land, but the wicked will be driven out. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. O Lord, give thy blessing. Amen.
Senator Coghill, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objections, Madam Secretary, will you have the prayer spread on the journal? May we have a certification of the journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the third legislative day.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the third legislative day be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objections, the journal has been certified. Are there introduction of guests this morning? Senator Elias.
Madam President, we have two out-of-state guests in the far gallery. We have from the state of California, Gerald Philando, who is assemblyman from the 51st District, the California Legislature.
Welcome.
And incidentally, Madam President, he is also a member of the Western States Legislative Fisheries Task Force. And with Assemblyman Philando is Lawrence Sick, who is the executive director of the Pacific Marine Fisheries Commission in Portland.
Welcome. Are there additional introduction of guests, Senator Fisher?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. In the gallery behind me is a constituent of mine who is coming to see how we operate in the Senate. And I would like to introduce the House Sergeant of Arms from the Kenai Peninsula, Andy Mack.
Are there further introduction of guests this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House?
Message of January 21, the Speaker has appointed the following committees: Legislative Budget and Audit, Representative Larson, Chairman, Representatives Adams, Porchot, Hoffman, Zawaki, and Davis as an alternate. To the Legislative Council, Representative Copeland, Vice Chairman, Representatives Grusendorf, Cato, Ulmer, Davidson, Phillips, and Miller. To the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, the House Subcommittee, Representative Porchot, Chairman, Representatives Ulmer and Taylor, and these were confirmed by the House today. To the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, Representative Sun, Vice Chairman, Representatives Hoffman and Hanley. That is the only message from the House.
Madam Secretary, will you see that the senators are given a copy of that list for their files? Are there any communications?
There is one communication of January 16, 1987, from Hugh Malone, Commissioner of Revenue, supplying the information for the amounts appropriated from the General Fund of Interest on Revenue Anticipation Notes. There was none for June 30, 1986, none anticipated for June 30, 1987, and none forecast for June 30, 1988, and that is the only communication today.
Are there reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Are there reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Are there introductions of Senate resolutions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Senators Fahrenkamp and Fakes relating to Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month.
Health, Education, and Social Services, please.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by Senators Ewling and Fakes establishing a Children's Law Task Force.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary, Finance.
And those are the new resolutions.
Are there introduction of bills today?
Senate Bill Number 79 by Senators Rody, Fakes, Fisher, Kelly, Zemanski, Abood, Ewling, Eliason, Josephson, and Sturgiluski, an act relating to runaway minors.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 80 by Senators Rody, Zemanski, Abood, Kelly, Fakes, and Eliason, an act relating to fingerprinting and photographing runaway minors and amending Alaska Rule of Children's Procedure 24.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 81 by Senator Jaroff, an act relating to the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 82 by Senator Curtula, entitled An Act Relating to the Oil Properties Production Tax.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 83 by Senator Coghill, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education for distribution to certain school districts and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Madam President.
Do we have consideration of the daily calendar?
Citation, honoring Mrs. Florence Hommacher by Senators Josephson and Hallford and Representative Porchot. A citation honoring the recipients of the Governor's Committee on Employment of the Handicapped Awards by Senators Josephson, Ewling, Fisher, and Hallford.
Senator Hallford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
There are no objections. Citations have been adopted. Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Rody.
Madam President, the Secretary would note the presence of myself and Senator Szymanski in the chamber. We weren't here. We had a caucus in the door. We were stuck on the phone booth.
Hearing no objections, Madam Secretary, will you note those two senators' presence, please? Senator Sturgiluski.
Yes, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent with the consent of the sponsor to be shown as a co-sponsor on SB 30, Termination of Parental Rights, and SB 36, Amateur Radio Week.
Hearing no objections, the senator will be shown as a co-sponsor. Are there further unfinished business? Senator Bennett.
May we have a at ease?
We'll come back to order, please. Further unfinished business? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be included as a sponsor on Senate Joint Resolution Number 7, which is the ANWR resolution.
Hearing no objections, you will be shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Coghill.
And Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the 5-day rule be waived with respect to Senate Resolution Number 4, which is the establishment of the Special Committee on Gas and Oil, and we'll hear it on Friday the 23rd in Resources.
Hearing no objections, the 5-day rule is waived, Senator. Senator Kelly?
Madam President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Resolution 3, establishing an International Trade Committee, be waived from the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Hearing no objections, the Special Committee on International Trade has been waived from Labor and Commerce. Further unfinished business? I have one. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor on SJR 7 relating to oil and gas exploration, development, and production within the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, better known as ANWR. Hearing no objections, thank you. Any other unfinished business? Senator Hensley.
Madam President, inasmuch as Senate Joint Resolution 7, I believe, dealing with ANWR is in my district, I would like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Additional unfinished business. Are there announcements? Senator Crotula?
Just the Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today. Bill is posted.
Further announcements? Senator Lloyd-Jones.
Madam President, the Transportation Committee will meet next Tuesday, January 27th at 2 o'clock, and we'll discuss we'll have an overview of DOT by the Commissioner. And we'll also meet on Thursday at 1:30, that's January the 29th, and we'll continue the overview. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Abood.
Thank you, Madam President. The State Affairs will be meeting on Monday and Wednesday from 1:30 till 3:30. On Monday, we'll be hearing Executive Order 66, Telecommunications, Executive Order 67, Alcohol Testing, Senate Bill 78, Handicap Parking, Senate Bill 17, Vandalism Traffic Control Devices, Senate Bill 38, Collecting of Crime Statistics. Thank you, Madam President. I will not be reading them anymore. We will be posting them. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? I have a few this morning. I am making the following appointments on the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force. Senator Dick Eliason, Senator Fred Zaroff for being appointed to that committee. And on the National Conference of State Legislatures Task Force on State and Local Issues, Senator Arla Sturgiluski is being appointed to that committee. Special orders this morning. Senator Szymanski.
I have permission to speak on aging distinguished statesmen.
There are no objections, Senator. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. It's with great honor that I have this opportunity today. It's been many years that I've known the gentleman that I'm speaking about today, but for the last 4 years I've had the opportunity to be in the legislature, but never in the same body with him. The member that I'm referring to is sometimes known as the senior senator of Spinard, sometimes known as the senior senator of the Minority Caucus, and working very hard as a potential senior citizen of this body. Moving ahead aggressively, he obtained all those with little or no battle in the caucus we met this morning on. And with that, I'd just like to have my colleagues here today join me in wishing my senior senator from Spinard ahead of me a very happy birthday today, and good wishes on obtaining the higher office of senior senator for this body in the future. Thank you.
Are there additional special orders this morning? Senator Crotula.
I move and ask unanimous consent to make a brief comment on Daily Newsminer editorial and on legislation I've introduced this morning. Just take a moment.
There are no objections, Senator. You have the floor.
About 8 months ago, my interest in so far as getting into the detail and knowledge again of gas and oil issues and location came to play. I know Senator Helfrich well knows of our efforts in the Senate Finance last year, and some of the debates that affected my interest particularly and piqued it in the ANWR development. We spent the summer, had the good fortune not having a directly campaign, so a significant effort was made in the area of oil and particularly ANWR. And I'll have a publication coming out of about 100 pages that I think is very, very good next week as a result of that interest. So it's been off and on for many months that we've been involved. Needless to say, one of the complications are some of the citizens of the state will be involved with the trades in ANWR that the state, to in a large extent, has been denied equal opportunity. We must take a look at that aspect, and I do touch upon my report. The Fairbanks News Miner has done a very good job of bringing it to us. One of the concerns of ANWR, and I think that we ought to pay attention to it. I think it's the 20th. In any event, I have that editorial. On the legislation I introduced this morning is a byproduct, as a matter of fact, of my ANWR concerns, and the concern about ever-decreasing oil revenues. And as you know, and I'm just going to read a little bit from our report that will be available to the legislature next week, and I'm going to read two brief paragraphs. In order to avoid, and I'm speaking to Elf, in order to avoid the possibility that the state severance tax might cause the premature shut-in of wells in the Cook Inlet area, the legislature established the economic limit factor in 1977. And it was geared to those becoming stripper wells there to continue, for good reasons, more national than the state of Alaska's, the production of every drop of oil we could there. Good policy and good resource policy, conservation policy. However, I just want to cite what happened because of probably not as well-designed legislation as it should have been. The rate of production for the Kaporik field, which has got a significant reservoir and did not meet the intentions that I certainly thought I was voting on, the revenues in 86 fell by $58 million, and the application of the ELF to the Prudhoe Bay field will lower the field's tax rate with a consequence in this coming fiscal year of 88 of about $156 million. So when the finance committees are going into the revenue forecast, they'll have to take these into consideration unless we do something about ELF. My figure, as I understand it now, is at about the 80-cent minimum level, 80-cent per barrel for the state.
Thank you, Senator. Are there additional further special orders? Senator Fearnkamp.
Madam President, I request permission of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you have the floor.
During the Council of State Governments meetings this summer, both on the Western Conference and in the annual conference in Orlando, I think the body would be interested in knowing that we did get a resolution through on ANWR, both on Western States and in Council of State Governments annual meeting. It was approved unanimously with no opposition and has been sent to those people who are associated with lobbying in the Congress for the desires of the state and state legislators, and we'll be working on that at present. So I thought the body might like to know that.
Thank you, Senator. Additional special orders? Mr. Jones.
I move and ask for unanimous consent that I may be excused from the call of the House on January 31st and February 1st. I'll be out of the Capitol on special on legislative business.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you will be excused. Senator Abood.
May we go back to announcements, please?
There are no objections. We'll go back to announcements. Senator
Thank you,
Abood.
Madam President. Yesterday I had the distinct pleasure and honor of, as the Inspector General of the Alaska State Guard, to swear in a new member, a full bull colonel in the Alaska State Guard. And that gentleman was the male senator from Fairbanks. I'm not allowed to present his name on the floor of the Senate, as you well know. But yesterday he was sworn in to the Alaska State Guard, which is an organization being formed now to protect y'all when the National Guard has been federalized and plus disasters, etc. If you want more information, I'd be more than happy to present it to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Halford, the joint session tonight.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate standing in recess until 6:55, when we will meet in the House chambers for a joint session for the Governor's State of the Budget Address.
Without objections, the Senate is recessed until 7 o'clock tonight, joint session. Come back to order, please. Senator Halford.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objections, the Senate is adjourned.